Calling the shots, one of us. Hello, hello. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. This is Eli's service station on a Valentine's Day Friday afternoon. Yeah, that's kind of the gist, I guess. You just heard War of the Hearts by Sade. I've been listening to that album Promise a lot as of late, and it feels appropriate on this day of hearts. Yeah, I chose a bunch of songs that are, you know, related to the theme of love or whatever, can be interpreted as such. Additionally, I chose a couple songs that I'll mention, before/after I play them, from artists who I attended concerts of recently. Yeah, so let's just hop right back into it. Up next, I have a song by the band Frog, that is a band that I like, and they just released a new album, I think, today. This is a single off the album, and I was already planning on playing it, but maybe we'll get to another song on the album, who knows. This is Just Use Your Hips, Variation 6, and the album is called, let's find out, the album is called 1,000 Variations on the Same Song. I don't think there's 1,000 songs on it, but this is one of some, and let's hear it. Thank you.
chorus of lights with a take-back face. Our soft-spoken queen takes her place on the stage. As the big curtains open, the last troops run quick for the one and only Marlene Dietrich. She whispers demurely from the blue angel the song we all know, the one that we'd pay for, fills the hall tight and pulls at our hearts and puts in her place the girl she once was. And that's love.
That was Marlene Dietrich by the former group Black Midi, frontmanned by Jordy Greep, who I saw at Warsaw in Brooklyn just a few days ago. I think about a week from tomorrow was the night of the concert. I went with my brother, and it was a spectacular concert. I'm a big fan of his recent album, The New Sound. I played a little bit of it on this show last semester, and seeing it live was very different. The songs were each about 5 minutes longer, lots of improvised sections and soloing and whatnot. And it was a real treat because the keyboard player of the group was someone I've been following on the gram for, I want to say, 2 or 3 years. He was just some guy who went to Manhattan School of Music and would post video of him practicing in the practice rooms there. And yeah, got to meet him before the show. He's dating a friend of my brother's friend, and so that was an added variable. Yeah, just a great concert overall. And that was a song from the album Cavalcade, I don't even know how to say it, to be honest. 2021, Black Midi. But yeah, that was the most thematically appropriate Black Midi song to play. Up next, we've got a song by Blue Iverson called Fake Loathe off the album from 2017 called Hotep. So let's hear that. We'll be right back. It was Toro y Moi with Mirage. And the song before. No, I don't need to say that. That was the song before. So Toro y Moi just played at Roadrunner. I went with my good friend Gus. Toro y Moi was the headliner. The supporting, I forget what it's called. The person who's like one above, but not quite the opener. We're going to hear a song from next. That's Panda Bear. We went to this concert to hear the opener. We did miss the entire set except for the closing song, which we'll, more on that in a second. First, this is Boys Latin by Panda Bear. Thank you.
night. Tears in our eyes, it's just the way that we are, that drives an arrow through the heart. Burning the chain, looking around, I can believe it's the future and we're in it together.
Nourished by Time with Romance in Me. Nourished by Time was the opener to the concert I was mentioning. And even though the doors were at 7, us showing up at, 7:50, we missed his entire opening set, as mentioned, which I think is a little bit uncool. I have never been to a concert where music starts so promptly. We chalked it up to it being a Wednesday night. However, we did get the chance to meet him, went over to his merch table, talked to him a bit. Super great guy. Will be back in the Boston area in September headlining his own show. So I'll be at that. I played a lot of him in the past on this station. So if you're new to him, I really highly recommend checking him out. I chose that one just because it's Romance and it's Valentine's Day. Cool. All right, PSA time. Did you know that there are trillions of tiny creatures swimming in your stomach right now? Don't worry, they're called microbes. And they play a crucial role in digestion, immunity, and overall body health. One easy way to keep your gut's microbes happy is with probiotics. Found in yogurt, probiotics are beneficial bacteria that help maintain balance in your digestive system. These microbes are what actually allow you to make yogurt from yogurt, meaning you could hypothetically make infinite amounts of yogurt from a single container. Now that's a lot of yogurt. Now that's gross. This has been a public service announcement from Tufts Educational Radio and WMFO in Medford. Make sure to eat your yogurt. Cool. Let's get into some more Valentine's Day songs. This is Your Touch, sent to me by my Valentine, Veronica. Hope you're listening to this archive. I know that you are not listening to it live because you're in Oxford, UK, attending a formal dinner. It's probably going to be Valentine's Day themed there as well. Cool. She sent this to me, I think, a couple weeks ago. It's called Your Touch. It's by, I have no idea how to say it, Saida Bonaire. Let's hear it. It's a good song.
In an open field where yellow flowers are sun. all together we will grow together. Closer yet, give our love a while. I want to lay with you in an open field where yellow flowers are sons of earth. I want to lay with you.
That was Shira Small with I Want to Lay With You. Love that one. On theme, let's move to a song by somebody named Sylvia. And I was trying to do some research into who this person is because I found this song a few weeks ago and I really liked it, and then I saved it, and then I was like, oh, I want to hear more of this person. I think something's up when you like just submit, when your distributor just puts your name. Because there's like a million Sylvia's from a very wide range of, you know, years, also just pictures that don't look like they could possibly be the same artist. So I don't really know who this is, but I do like this song, and I'm going to play it for you. It's called Not on the Outside by someone named Sylvia.
So you think my heart's made of stone? I know you do. And when you're near me, there's no reaction. Well, you're wrong. Yes, you're so wrong. You know why? From the tip of my toes, my love for you steadily. On and on. Yes, it does. And each day you're not here, I'm soaking wet with my tears. Not on the outside, but inside strong. I love you, I love you. Thank you.
That was Sweet Pea by Altyron Dino Brown, who, according to Spotify, many regard as the Michael Jackson of Chicago. I think just because he was a kid and he was on songs. But Spotify's About page is really pointed and says that he could have made it big if not for his father's selfishness. So I'm really liking this whole vibe. And that song is just so adorable, and I've been listening to it nonstop. Up next is a classic, Always See Your Face by the band Love. Always See Your Face by Love. I was going to play a Harry Nilsson song called Me and My Arrow that I found this morning, but I wanted to prioritize two things. The song that's coming next is a song that I was requested to play via the phones. Someone, you know, called the phone. I picked it up. He said, "Can you play Tough Love by Albion 56? I believe I've received emails from this band asking me to play their music, or someone asking me to play their music for them. So let's hear Tough Love by Albion 56. I've never heard this song before, so let's experience this together on this day of Valentine's. Mm-hmm. Cool. That was fun. I liked it. This band, Albion 56, on their Spotify about page says, "We are a band of three Masons, Harold, Jack, and Tim, from Boston, Massachusetts. The band name reflects the name of the street in Somerville where we record." Cool. Thanks for that recommendation, mystery listener. You've been listening to Eli's Service Station on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Happy Valentine's Day. I've got one more for Veronica. This is her favorite artist, Emohoitsege Mariam Gebru. I never know if I'm saying it right, but I just stick with that pronunciation. This is from an album that I think was uploaded to Spotify about a year ago. I listened to it on my flight back to LA for winter break, and it's just great. This one is called Tenku Why Feel Sorry, and at some point while this is playing, I'm gonna head out, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your Valentine's Day. Happy Friday, happy Valentine's Day, love you all, thanks, goodbye.